The Oracle Network.
Due to the graphic nature and content of this podcast, listener discretion is advised.
I'm your host, Melissa Lee. I hope everyone out there in podcast land is doing just swell. And please tell me you all are continuing to wash your hands for the love of God. In case you did not read the title of this week's episode, this is an extra special episode because it is the 50th episode of Victimology. Man, I kind of want to just leave this crowd cheering throughout the entire thing because it's like hyping me up right now.
Congratulations.
This one goes out to all my anime fans. So I guess you could say this episode's going to kind of be a get to know the host, because honestly, that's really all the questions are kind of like focused on. So if you want our normal content, come back in a couple days. And if you want to get to know me a little bit more, have a listen.
Here's some questions for your 50th. What case was your gateway drug into true crime?
Well, I would say that my gateway case was actually a case that I covered a couple years ago. So the Lacey Peterson case was absolutely my gateway into true crime. I was a young kid when that case happened, and I remember following it with Nancy Grace every day after school. I'd watch her show, and then I'd watch HLN, all the different specials about the case. I couldn't get enough of the information, and I just remember hoping that Lacey would, you know, get home safely, because, you know, she was pregnant, and it just broke my heart. I remember just it being incredibly traumatic once her body was found.
What's one cold case that you'd like to see solved?
That's a really hard question because I feel like I want to see so many solved. I have two answers for this, and I know that's probably cheating, but whatever. I really, really want to see an ending to the Lewis Clark Valley serial killer case. You know, Gloria has worked so freaking hard and just has worked her butt off in trying to get Lance Voss caught. And I realize I'm pretty sure that's the first time I've ever actually said his name on air. So, oh, well, I've said it. It is what it is. So I hope that all the victims, family members get to see Lance Voss caught. And then I also would really like to see, I don't know that you could necessarily call it a cold case at this point, but it's been however many years since 2017, the Delphi case, another case that I really, really would like to see solved, hopefully very soon.
What inspired you to create your podcast?
I remember sitting at my desk at work in 2019 and just thinking, like, is there any way that I could possibly make a difference in the true crime community? I've always had a heart for people, and, you know, that's why I'm going to school for what I'm going to school for. You know, I love helping people. So if there was any way I could possibly do that in creating a podcast, that would be just the ultimate experience for myself and, you know, to help other people. So that was really kind of the reason I created my show, was to ultimately help the victims and victims' family members, to help amplify their voices. Because unfortunately, in true crime, a lot of times the victims get forgotten about, or their voices get trampled, or their families don't get a say in the narrative that's told about their loved ones. And that's really what I wanted to do with my show. So I hope I've done that thus far. I try to always be really respectful of, you know, the circumstances surrounding cases. And I try not to, you know, create any theories on my own. So yeah, so I really hope that I've done something in creating this show.
If you had to be one, what cryptid would you be and why?
Oh my God, Mothman. For sure, Mothman. The reason why, I want to fly around and scare the living crap out of people and be a, you know, bad omen. That sounds like fun. No, but seriously, Mothman.
If you were to be murdered, who would you want to cover your case and why?
Oh my God, that's a really hard question. I would say pretty much any of my friend podcasts, because I trust you guys with my life. So that basically means anyone on the Oracle Network, I trust them all with the story of my life.
Is it uncomfortable for you to contact the victim?
I can say in my whole podcasting career, I don't think I've ever actually contacted a victim. I've contacted victims' family members just to offer them a platform to share their story on. I've had a lot of people contact me as well, being interested in coming on my show. So I feel like I've got a really good balance between that. I've never really felt like awkward in contacting people. I really try to approach it as a, you know, from a personal standpoint. And I think I've done an okay job thus far. I really, like I said, I really want to give a platform to those who need it, you know?
What are some future cases you're hoping to cover on the show?
Now, I don't want to give anything away, but in a couple days, I will be releasing an extra special, I guess you could say, Spooktober episode. I'm hoping to come out with episodes a little bit more consistently. For those of you that don't know, I am finishing my undergrad this December. Woohoo! And we'll hopefully, like I said, be releasing episodes a little bit more regularly. So I don't want to give anything away, but I can tell you the case that I will be sharing for Spooktober is really unsettling.
If you could switch places with one other person in the world, who would you switch places with?
Oh, that's easy. My cat. Does that count?
And what are some of your favorite podcasts?
Any show on the Oracle Network. And I may be biased because I'm a network co-lead, but I also have to give a huge shout out to my good friend Melanie from Mask of Sanity. She has become such a good friend of mine, and her show is just absolutely spectacular. If you had not had a chance to listen to it, I highly recommend you do very soon. Well, that about does it for this extra special episode. Make sure to tune in a few days to check out the brand new episode of Victimology. Thank you guys so much for 50 episodes. It's been absolutely outstanding. I can't wait to do another 50 more. Thanks, guys, and have a great rest of your day.